So the push to drastically reduce carbon emissions in transportation and energy production is on. We heard earlier about what Pennsylvania is doing. But what would it take to get to zero carbon emissions? Well, that provocative question is the topic of a panel discussion that's being hosted by State Impact Pennsylvania and the Allegheny Front later this month. And energy reporters Amy Sisk and Reed Frazier will be moderating. Hey, you two.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, Kara.
So an energy future with zero carbon emissions seems like a reasonable goal in light of the dire climate predictions that we've all heard about recently. But is it even a feasible goal for Pennsylvania or anywhere else?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that question, Kara. I think that we're nowhere close to that right now at this moment. And there's an awful lot of advances in technology that need to take place and probably some changes to policy to try to drive that technology and the adoption of more renewable energy, for example. And so that's what we'll be exploring at this event.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why we're having the event, is to sort of explore these questions. They're not really answerable questions. They're sort of like, what happens when I die? It's like, we don't know. but we're definitely going to see people trying to get closer and closer to use the technical term, decarbonize the economy, to take carbon emissions out of the systems that, you know, power our economy.
Does zero carbon mean 100% renewables like wind and solar? And what are some of the issues that you'll be looking at around the challenges to powering a grid that's mostly comprised of renewable energy?
Well, some things that we'll be exploring are storage of energy, because as a lot of people know, solar and wind are intermittent. When the sun doesn't shine or the wind doesn't blow, no electricity is produced from those sources. So one of the big efforts right now going on in this sector is trying to find ways to store that electricity, maybe in a big giant battery somewhere, or by pumping water up a hill into a reservoir and then having it come down in the form of hydroelectric. So that's one of the areas that we'll be looking at. But also improving the grid. That's one of the major sort of pieces of infrastructure that have to be changed for us to really incorporate more renewable energy into our system.
I would add that nuclear energy, I think, has to be a part of this discussion. And the nuclear industry right now is, you know, struggling to compete with renewable energy and cheap natural gas, but it's a source of electricity that does not emit any carbon dioxide. And then I think another part of the discussion, too, has to be about carbon capture and storage. So you, in theory, can still have coal and natural gas-fired power plants that currently emit carbon dioxide into our atmosphere, but there are a lot of researchers working on ways to try to capture that carbon dioxide and then potentially store that underground. So is that technology feasible? It'd also be worth exploring.
So we're talking about the future. Are we talking about 10 years, 20 years, 100 years?
Yes.
All of the above.
In Governor Wolf's climate plan that he just announced, there's a chart that shows where all the carbon reductions are going to come in the future to get to that 80% reduction level by the year 2050. And just about half of the reductions in the year 2050, they have no idea really where those reductions are going to come from. It's basically, we're going to have to find some other reductions somewhere else, even if we do X, Y, and Z, install solar panels, build more wind turbines, do a lot of energy efficiency projects. So it's an evolving timeline, obviously. We just had a UN climate report say that we have roughly 12 years to get our act together before really bad stuff starts happening with the climate. So probably soon, now, and in the future.
So who are you going to be talking with on the panel to sort through these issues, and what kind of perspectives will they be able to offer?
We're talking with experts who are currently based here in Western Pennsylvania, but each has a different background and experience with these energy issues. So some have worked more locally, looking at the local grid here, you know, in Pennsylvania and in the Pittsburgh area, and working with utilities. Others have done consulting with other nations and looking at their energy and grid issues.
What are some of the questions that you have as reporters who cover this issue that you're hoping to get a better handle on from this discussion?
Well, I'm really curious about their thoughts about this new concept of a Green New Deal. which a lot of people have been talking about, mainly because it's such a fascinating discussion about what, you know, whenever you talk about environmental policy or energy policy, it's really about the economy, about how we do things in life and, you know, what we consider valuable. So, you know, the Green New Deal is really opening up to me this really fascinating discussion about how is our economy based. We have basically a carbon-based economy. How do we change all of that? And so I'm really interested in finding out what these folks think about, you know, for instance, what would you put in a Green New Deal, to find out what these experts who spend a lot more time thinking about this than most of us, what they would do with our economy and how best to, you know, decarbonize it.
And who benefits from it and social issues around it.
Correct. I mean, that's key. I mean, we saw in France when they tried to raise the fuel prices, they had all these, you know, the yellow vest protests. And that's, you know, that could certainly happen in America.
And I'm curious to hear about solutions and the types of technology that are being developed right now and maybe that are even being rolled out in parts of our country or even other parts of the world. And do those represent opportunities for other places to adopt?
And the panel takes place at the Energy Innovation Center in Pittsburgh's Hill District neighborhood. Tell me a little bit about the venue and why it's a good place to talk about a zero carbon future.
Okay, first let me talk a little bit about the history of it. So back in 1930, this facility opened as the Connolly Trade School, and so it offered education to Pittsburghers and people in the area, and, you know, plumbing and carpentry and things like that. The facility closed down in 2004, but it was reopened just a couple of years ago, and it houses a number of tenants, both businesses and, you know, research labs from universities and places like that, and a lot of them have kind of an energy and environment focus. The other kind of neat thing about this building is that it is LEED Platinum certified, and so there's a lot of interesting energy efficiencies within that building. And so people who come to this event will actually be able to take a tour led by staff at that building to see all of this.
Great. Okay, well, thanks, you guys, and I'll see you both there.
Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk and Reed Frazier are moderating this free event, The Future of Energy, Can We Get to Zero Carbon, on Tuesday evening, January 29th. It takes place at the Energy Innovation Center in Pittsburgh. For more information and to RSVP, head to AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.